Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Shari Tshuva, Shir number 15. We are in Shar Aleph, Oyis Yud Aleph. The second principle of Tshuva. We'll be discussing the second principle of Tshuva. Before we go to the second one, let's review. What was the first principle of Tshuva? The first principle of Tshuva is Charata. Person has to have the Charata. He has to have the regret, the remorse. How can I have done this Aveira, sin, Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We discussed the person has to focus on his neshama, his precious neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. How could he have misused it? We discussed that a person has to realize how the animals, they are following and doing what they're supposed to be doing. How could we have been less than an animal? We are brought on this world to do a job. Lama li chayim. Why was I put here if not to follow the ways of Hashem? Lama li chayim. We have to remind ourselves to make sure we're doing our job, why we were put in this world. There were other aspects of charata, of regret, which when the person has real remorse, real regret, understanding the severity of his behavior, the understanding is he will not go back to that aveira. The second principle of tshuva is azivas achet. Once a person has this charata, now he has to make sure never to go back to it. Aziva sachet. Ki yazayv derachav haroyim v'yigmar b'chol levavay ki lo yoisif loshu v'derech ahu oid. A person has to commit to himself, I am never going to do this again. V'yigmar b'chol levavay. The same way we say b'chol nafshecha, with all of our heart, we have to love Hashem. We have to resolve to ourselves, I am not going to do this again. So as a mashal, a person stands in front of a judge for doing something wrong, speeding, whatever it was, parking tickets, he didn't pay. And he tells the judge, I will never do this again. The judge wants to see. Why is he saying this to the judge? Because he wants to get off. He doesn't want to pay the fine. He doesn't want to have the punishment. He wants to express, for sure, 100%, an honest regret that he never wants to come back and do this again. And maybe the judge will let him go free. Here this person has to commit to himself, a yigmar b'chol levavoy, ki lo yoisif loshu v'derech ahu oid. He will not go back to that way of Averis. Vim Avin Paul lo Yosef. And if he committed a specific Avera, first we're discussing, generally speaking, person doing Tshuva, I'm not going back to ways of Averis. But if it's a specific Avera that he's referring to, Kineshinema, as it says in the Pasuk, Shuvu, Shuvu, Midarcheichem Haroim. The Navi Yecheskelun, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph tells us, Shuvu, Shuvu. Come back, repent, do tshuva. Twice he says it, to emphasize, do proper tshuva. Midarcheichem haroim, v'nema yazev rosha darkoi. And the Pasuk says that the Rosha will leave his evil ways. In the Sefer Zer Shar, on Shari Tshuva, he explains that Rabbeinu Yoina is teaching us that when a person wants to do a proper tshuva and not to go back to repeat this, it's not just saying, I'm sorry, not just banging his chest, Ashamnu, Begadnu. He has to have a real resolve. He has to really commit. He has to really show Hashem, I don't want to do this again. I don't ever want to come to do this Aveira ever again. Then Rabbeinu Yona will take a little different direction. And he'll tell us that although we mentioned that the first principle of tshuva is charata, is regret, and the second principle is azivas achet, there are times when the order is reversed. And it depends on the person. Because you have two different types of people who do an Aveira. Even more than two. But he's speaking about two. You have one type of person who doesn't have Aveira, because the Yetzirah is coming at him again and again. And then you have the person who is by chance, if you will, the Yetzirah chapped him. That's not really who he is. That's not really this person. He doesn't do Aveiras, but this time his guard was let down. It's, at the end of the day, he's still on Aveira, and he still has to do tshuva. So there are different approaches in regards to which is the first step to tshuva. Is it charata, or is it aziva sacheit? Is it regret first, or is it first forsaking the Aveira? Let's just begin a little over here for a few minutes on this topic. The da, we have to know. Ki mi asher chata al derech mikra. A person who did not aveira because of derech mikra. What does it mean derech mikra? That the Yetzirah chapped him. The Yetzirah was getting stronger and he didn't return to attack the Yetzirah right away. He his ava taiva v'yechzak olov yitzav yiskafeyu. There was a taiva, a desire to do something wrong. That chapped him. But unfortunately, he let this taiva grow inside of him. He let the Yetzirah spread throughout his whole entire body, throughout his whole entire neshama. And he didn't act quickly to attack this Yetzirah. He didn't quickly run to put out this fire of the Yetzirah. So what did the Yetzirah do? He says, ah, I see, I got him this time. So he threw out his net, and the person fell in the trap of the Yetzirah. Lefi shaitoi v'itoi behiyois ruach haYetzirah mevasoi. At that specific time, at that specific moment, the Yetzirah scared him, he frightened him, and he was victorious. But it's not because this person wants to continuously do these aveiros. That's not who the person is. Reishis tshuva saish hazeh hacharot. For this person, the first step of tshuva is charata, is regret. This person is regret. And then the second step is aziva sechet. This person has to strive, he has to work, he has to put in the effort to recognize what was the problem here. What was the evil, what was the ra, as to why he caused himself this damage. And that's the view. When the person doesn't aveira, he doesn't blame other people, he has to blame himself. What did I do wrong and I can avoid this in the future? He should feel this grief over his aveira. And he should be mamish feeling like wormwood. Wormwood is this bitter taste. This bitterness inside himself. How can I have transgressed my father's rotzen? We have to view Hashem as our father. Hashem is our father. The same way, how can a person violate the rotzen of his father? Hashem wants him to do something. Hashem wants him to avoid something. It's dangerous for you. You know, sometimes I see my children come home with a scratch here, a bruise here. So what happened? Oh, it's fine. They walk away. What do you mean it's fine? I see you got this bruise or scratch. No, it's fine. What happened? They're playing a game, football, whatever. They both jump for the ball at the same time. They bang each other's heads. So they don't think it's a big deal. Fine. But a father looks down at the child and says, what, how'd you get that bruise in your head? How'd you get that scrape on your arm? Hashem says, I love you. I don't want you to get that scrape on your arm. So here the Loisa says, don't do the wrong things. You'll get the scrapes on your arms. You'll get those bruises. Hashem says, I want you to eat your spinach. Of course, no bugs in there. Eat your vegetables. Do the assay. Do the mitzvahs assay. Do the mitzvahs. Be healthy. Be strong. Feed your neshama. How could a child not listen to his parent? This is the feeling we have to have. If a person transgressed and did not do the mitzvah of Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.